Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for this seed. The Spirit of the Lord says that this is an hour and this is a season of favor, a season where the Lord says, I'm going to bless thee, a season where you're going to be able to attract some new opportunities that is going to bless you. And yet I hear the Lord saying that I do a new thing in thee and I strengthen thee and I shall begin to bless the works of your hands. For the Spirit of the Lord says, this is a season and this is a time where some unusual things are about to open up for thee. For I heard him say the spiritual cause will come into a season of new opportunities, and you're going to see that your potential for favor, your potential for new opportunities shall begin to arise out of nowhere. For I heard the Lord says, remain open, because God says things are shifting for the year, even in this season. And I heard the Lord says, sweet surprises are about to come your way, and you're going to see and you're going to know that the hand of the Lord is upon your life. For the Lord says, even the things that has been on your mind, the things from the past, is about to disappear. And I don't know if there's some kind of a domestic or home conflict, but the Lord says that is about to come to a closure, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. Whatever family disagreements there may have been, God said, I bring forth healing, yea, even in this hour. And you're going to find that you're going to come into a season of greater discernment, for the Holy Ghost shall give you wisdom to understand and go deeper concerning certain matters of your heart, or miscommunications or disputes. And then I heard the Lord say that you're going to move into the spirit of cooperation, for you're going to have the ability to begin to bring healing to some things. And the Lord was saying to thee that prepare, because rewards are also about to come into your life. As I go further, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, prepare, because you might also be applying for some new opportunities or new work or new jobs or something of that nature. But I heard the Lord says, money is about to come thine way, and you're going to find that even before this month is up, that others are going to be more receptive to your presence and even to your ideas. I heard the Lord says between now up until around about the end of October is going to be a lot of activity surrounding the home or domestic matters. And then he says circle the 24th of this month, because it might even usher in new financial opportunities. For the Lord says, I push thee forward, and you're going to have a forward thrust that's going to benefit you financially. As you move forward into the month of October, God says, be sure to get plenty of rest, eat well, and maintain your exercise program. Circle the 8th of October, because news about someone's close to your income is going to be quite positive. Someone close to you. On the 23rd, God says, circle that, because that's going to usher in some new opportunities in the areas of communication and research, but also very spiritual development, spiritual revelations shall also be coming forth to thee and out of thee. October is going to be a very spiritual time for you as well. Dreams will also be speaking to you. God will be speaking to you in the area of dreams, so prepare for that as well, because God said things are shifting. Great spiritual revelations, spiritual anointing, and you're going to add your spirituality into business and in relationships, and you're going to see things that you did not see before. Listen and heed the presence of the Lord, for he will guide you and he will also lead you, saith the Spirit of the Lord.
Blessings. I hear the word of the Lord saying in this month of September, this is the season that you're going to take time to speak and be heard. For Father God says, this is the season where you're going to be relating to others in a special way. Father God says, pay attention to family in this season, and pay attention to the feelings of others. I hear Father God saying, you'll be known as the counselor in this season. For I hear Father God saying, don't force anything. Yeah, Father God says, just flow naturally and speak and assist others in this season. For Father God says it's going to begin to grant wealth and prosperity. I first hear Father God saying justice. Father God says this is the season that you're going to begin to receive the overdue justice that's deserved. I hear Father God saying this is the season to ask questions. This is the season also, Father God says, don't hold on to things. Father God says focus on the solutions and not the problems. Father God says, don't hold on to any strife or grief in this season, for Father God says this is a season where there's a turnaround for you. I hear Father God saying balance is your key word in this season, for Father God says this is the season to look beyond what's being presented. I even hear Father God saying focus on your priorities in this season. Father God says take time to slow down and to begin to prioritize. Father God says this is the season where you're going to write it down and make it plain in this season. For Father God says as you write it down and make it plain, there's going to be a blessing. Now, I also hear Father God saying this is the season to let your creativity shine. Father God says, lights, camera, action, and you're on. Father God says, let your creativity shine, because Father God says this is the season where you're going to begin to write. For Father God says, write and journal, because Father God says it's your season to begin to plan to publish. I additionally hear Father God saying, don't look back. Father God says, don't look back, don't consult man, because Father God says this is the season where you're going to be moving in faith. For Father God says your faith is going to take you to the next level. And I hear Father God says, make sure that as you move forward, that you're not sharing your ideas with everyone, yet you're implementing your ideas. I hear Father God says there's going to be a balance concerning home and business. And Father God says this is your season of financial favor and financial increase concerning your money as well as your material goods. Father God says don't loan in this season. And Father God says don't buy anything extravagant in this season. For Father God says there's going to be a hidden blessing in months to come financially. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Glenda. I hear the word of the Lord to you saying that there's something that's going to be awarded to you. God says you're going to be recognized for some things. God says for you to move forward with the book. I'm hearing something about a manuscript. And God says that there's going to be much favor in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Glenda. I so concur with Elder, with the prophetess that has spoken. I just hear God say, travel. I see you moving. I see a lot of movement taking place around you. And God says you're going to begin to sit yourself in a position where you're going to meditate and be still and hear his voice even more. And you're going to be elevating, elevating, elevating. God is elevating you to a new level, into a new purpose. And yet, even into a new path, I see God bringing forth the writer out of you, and I see publishing that is favorable for you as well, and the speaker shall come forth, the speaker that is within you shall come forth, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Glenda. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, new creativity and new leadership skills. For Father God says entrepreneurship and business are calling in this season, and I heard Father God said to tell you delay doesn't mean denial. Father God says trust in the process and release the path, and I do hear Father God saying be mindful who you're sharing your ideas with. Get more rest and do not be stressed, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Glenda, prophetess of the Most High. Oh, get ready, because I see money coming in your hands. Get ready, because you're going to see things happening quickly. For God said, behold, I come quickly in this season, and my reward is with thee. Be not impatient. Do not let the fruit of impatience have its place in thee. But know, woman of God, that I'm coming quickly, and I'm about to bless you. And I see valuable things coming into your hands. For the Lord says, hurry not, stress not, but stay on the course. And as you acknowledge me in all your ways, I will direct your path. And I will cause you to see new answers and new solutions in this season to things that seem to be difficult. God says, the answer is yes. God says, whatever's difficult, he says, I give you the victory. I have made thee to be a winner. For this is a season where the Lord says, as you move in the gift of patience and move into my wisdom, and be still and know that I am God, I'm going to bring you new financial blessings. And I will bring you into a season of abundance. I will bring you into a season of multiplication. I will bring you into a season of increase. And I will open up a door that shall astound thee and bless thee. This miracle seed of $25 has opened up a door of his grace. So he says, you will embrace my grace. And I will extend my glory to thee, prophetess of the Most High. I saw God working up almost like in a muscle in your body, almost like from the muscle, the right side, coming up to the stomach area. I saw God touching a muscle. And I saw God healing your body. Thank you, prophetess of the Most High. Gifts are coming your way. Housing matters are being settled. A new source of income is coming into your hands. I have not forgotten thee, neither have I forsaken thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, even unto the ends of the world. I am with thee, and I'm moving in your life. And that is the word of the Lord, insight. And I will open up your eye for discernment, and you will see things that you did not see before. And that is the word of the Lord.